Halen and the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. We start with MJ because the lucky thousands who got tickets to his memorial, trying to frantically sell them in some cases for thousands of dollars, only to find that they're being shut out as far as eBay is concerned. But, of course, a lot of this is happening word of mouth, expecting at least 500,000 people to descend on Los Angeles. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know this show. We'll be talking about Honduras, obviously. Also crazy stuff with the swine flu actually triggering a prison riot in Boston. And as I mentioned, the latest on Sarah Palin. Everybody wants to get a handle on why Palin decided to drop a bombshell on Friday. A lot of people have thoughts on that, both the Democratic side of the aisle and the conservative niche, of course, of the GOP. So we'll jump through that as well, or jump to that a little bit later in this version of America Tonight. But as I said, Michael Jackson first, and why we start here is because, I mean, here are some of the headlines. Michael Jackson to be buried without his brain. Doctors not licensed to prescribe drugs in California. L.A. bracing for a horde of mourners. Mariah Carey among memorial participants. Mother loses control of estate. Even Debbie Rowe is being stalked by the paparazzi in Los Angeles as she tries to make up her mind on whether or not she wants the children that are biologically hers that she said she didn't want originally. Now she's decided to fight for it. So there's a zillion storylines on Michael Jackson. Now, some people think, and even I do, I've said this before, CNN is like Michael Jackson all the time. Everywhere, every time I turn on CNN, I see Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. Of course, the entertainment shows are going to show Jackson. That's their bread and butter. Anything that happens to celebrities, whether it's happy, sad, mysterious, controversial, that's what they do. They're going to cover it. But we're talking about more mainstream shows, and it's been a solid 2+ weeks. So Congressman Pete King from New York blew his stack. Listen to his rant about Jackson.
Hi, this is Congressman Pete King, and yesterday I marched in 4th of July parades in Wantagh and Mass Speaker Park. Today I was taking a walk through Wantagh here at the American Legion Hall, firehouse down the street, a fire memorial a few blocks from here, and it really reminded me of the great men and women who sacrificed so much for our country. People fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today, cops, firefighters, teachers, none of whom really get much credit. And yet, for the last, I don't know how long now, this lowlife, Michael Jackson, his name, his face, his picture, is all over the newspapers, television, radio. So all we hear about is Michael Jackson. And let's knock out the psychobabble. This guy was a pervert. He was a child molester. He was a pedophile. And to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as our country? I just think we're too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson. You know, he died. He had some talent. Fine. There's people dying every day. There's men and women dying today in Afghanistan. Let's give them the credit they deserve. I really think the media has disgraced itself. I think that too many people in public life have made fools of themselves by talking about Michael Jackson as if he's some kind of hero. There's nothing good about this guy. Maybe he's a good singer, did some dancing, but the bottom line is, would you let your child or grandchild be in the same room with Michael Jackson? What are we glorifying him for? So anyway, let's take some time out to really look to the people that do make us a great country. The men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, teachers who work in really rough neighborhoods, people who volunteer with dying cancer patients, people who work in AIDS clinics, they're the ones we should be glorifying, not some pervert like Michael Jackson.
All right, America, over the top or on target? Did the congressman say what so many others wouldn't say, like he mentioned? Politically correct, can't say that, all that kind of stuff. In New York, I can tell you that the phone line just blew up for those local talk shows, some people backing King and thinking, yeah, he's absolutely right to say this. And then others crucifying him and saying that Pete King is going to have a hell of a tough time getting elected again once he comes up. So 800-259-5791, you can throw in your two. 800-259-5791. It's a fair and valid question. It's one we've been talking about for a couple of different shows in mentioning among the other things that we talk about here on America Tonight. Has there just been way too much coverage of Michael Jackson's death? Is it no, he was a legend, and so that's why he's getting it? Is it, you know, yes, wasn't something else happening in America like the Afghanistan stuff and our men and women risking their lives trying to snuff out the Taliban, or what's going on with the meetings with Putin and our president, Barack Obama, and, of course, the original meeting with Medvedev? Is that more important? Are there other things closer to home, like, I don't know, health care and the raging debate over health care? Well, the answer to that, I would hope many of you would say, is yes, yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, King is saying nobody wants to stand up and say we don't need Michael Jackson. Here's what he said. He died. He had some talent, but fine, there are people dying every day. The thing about what King said is he laid it on the line. To him, he said, look, this guy was a pervert, a child molester. He was a pedophile. And to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does this say about our country? We already know it. Celebrity-crazed country, that's what we live in. It is a nation of rubberneckers that just can't help themselves. But do you think that this is going to cost King in the end, specifically for how hard he hit this and what he said about Michael Jackson? You know, some people will come back and say, well, listen, we are a nation of laws, and he was acquitted in the courtroom, regardless of what you and I might think. So he's getting some heavy, nasty emails about it. I mean, people are calling him names. People are shooting him nasty emails. But then again, people are also saying bravo to King. There are even websites popping up of Michael Jackson fans all over the world who could care less normally and don't even know the name of this congressman from New York, but now they do, and they're going to go after him, trying to do whatever they can to eventually, once King comes up, defeat him, raise some money for whoever the opposition would be to King. And once you get on YouTube, you're talking lots of people, lots of eyeballs. So a lot of people heard what we just played for you from Congressman King. So I say it again, over the top or on target. 800-259-5791. Speaking of a lot of coverage, Michael Jackson isn't the only one that's getting a lot of coverage. The Sarah Palin fallout absolutely continues to rage on, certainly when it comes to talk shows, but in opinion columns and any other media venue, blogging, anything that you can think of. I think this dies out, though, until something happens with Palin. If there is some sort of a big announcement, that could change. But coming up next, to dish on Palin, what's the beef? Where is she going? What's happening next for Sarah Palin? Catherine Morrison, she was a 2008 presidential election insider. We'll pick her brain and find out what we can about Sarah Palin, what makes her tick. Hang with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Apathetic to just kind of hunker down and go with the flow. We're fishermen. We know that only dead fish go with the flow.
That was a little bit of Sarah Palin, who, if you remember, last summer, shockingly, because she came out of nowhere, plucked from obscurity, became the vice presidential nominee, or ran for that slot anyway, certainly for the Republicans. Had they nailed the office of the president with McCain, she would have been the VP. And at first, people kind of embraced Palin, and then she became very much a polarizing figure for a lot of different reasons. But a big surprise, Sarah Palin deciding with 16 months to go to step aside as governor of Alaska, and that's what she was talking about, referring to there. Joining us now with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight is Catherine Morrison. She covered the presidential election. She was an insider, certainly dealing with the McCain people and Sarah Palin and whatnot, and just the overall presidential race, blogging and all that sort of fun stuff, being there at the convention. And we're glad to welcome her to the show. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you, were you surprised by the Palin announcement? Were you like everybody else? Kind of, did your jaw drop or no?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't see it coming. It was surprising, and it was even surprising the timing of it.
Yeah, no kidding. What did you, what were your impressions of Sarah Palin, while you were covering the presidential run?
Well, you know, she really put a lot of energy into the ticket. She got the base really revved up and helped bring a lot of people out to volunteer. I think she served a significant purpose. Her speeches were excellent, and she probably could have performed maybe a little better in some of the interviews. But overall, I think she helped the ticket.
And like I said, when she first arrived on the scene, there was no doubt that she stole some thunder from Obama and Biden in the very beginning days, and love or hate or whatever, the one thing she has in common with, let's face it, some other women in politics in different ways, like Hillary Clinton, she is polarizing, don't you think, for the entire nation?
She does. It's one of those funny things where I'm not sure what she has done has created the polarization, but certainly the reaction to her tends to be extreme in one direction or the other.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, you know, and there's no doubt, too, part of that is the media. There was kind of a love-hate thing going on with Sarah Palin. Either people in the media really adopted or really liked Sarah Palin, or it was attack, attack, attack. Oh, she's too dumb. Oh, she needs to educate herself. Oh, you know, whatever. Don't you think a lot of what happened to Sarah Palin was media driven?
Absolutely. From the moment she was announced, you could tell that there was a certain group of the media who just did not like her. She got kind of a crazy first week, and then all sorts of rumors were started and were even had to be rescinded on pretty major networks as well as publications. So they saw her, it appears they saw her as a threat and had a very negative reaction to her. And you still see that a lot of the attacks on her have to do with how she talks or how she looks or her family or things that most politicians don't have to deal with, and at least to this extent.
Yeah. You just recently published a book that's called An Independent Call, and you talk about that 2008 presidential campaign run and New Hampshire politics, too, and the whole journey for you from being an independent person in New Hampshire to being a McCain-Palin supporter and volunteer. What made you flip? I bet you had some people that were shocked in your own world when you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Senator McCain really won me over during the primaries. Particularly, he was very detailed on what he thought should be done in foreign policy when the other candidates were typically being kind of noncommittal or on the Democrat side just being a sort of a blanket opposition to the Bush presidency. I started being involved after my sister, who's a Democrat, got involved, and I know she's not thrilled with that, so my choice. So it's been very interesting. I'm still an independent, and I'm still a moderate, but I am definitely a McCain fan and supporter at this point.
Yeah, did you find that there were other moderates and independents and even a few Dems that float to the liberal side that actually were backing Palin and weren't afraid to say it?
You do get some. Some of the people who were backing Clinton ended up being very good spokespeople for McCain because they weren't real thrilled with Obama. They also, some women tended to like Palin, the Palin pick, and also were switched to vote Republican. I think McCain had a tough year, though, because I think a lot of independents voted Democrat just because they were upset at the Republicans, and it was a fairly simplistic take on it, but I think that basically they're mad at Bush and they voted Democrat because of that.
You had some town hall interactions with Sarah Palin. What was that like?
Well, I went to a really large rally that she did, and it was one that I had been to all sorts of McCain events that probably weren't even a quarter of the size, so it was quite a step in a different direction, where she had just lines. She was at a high school where the lines went out the door around the high school down the road, like a scene from the Field of Dreams. It just went on and on and on. And she just absolutely captivated the crowd. Her supporters, even prior to her arriving, were just on the edge of their seats and tremendously excited to see her.
Do you think that she's, because everybody's speculating, well, what was the deal with what happened Friday? Do you think she's done with politics, or there will eventually be either a run for the presidency or some other office that we're not thinking about right now?
I doubt that she's going to disappear. I think right now maybe it's not her time, but I kind of doubt she's young enough that she could start up in another 5-10 years and still have a major career in front of her. So what position she'll run for or how that'll all work out in the end, I can't really say. But I think she's certainly going to be in the spotlight for quite a while.
Do you think that she could get the female vote? You know, that was always the question with Hillary Clinton. Can Hillary Clinton entice the independents? Can Hillary Clinton turn a few of the Republican women and get their votes as she runs for president? Of course, we saw what happened with Obama absolutely stealing her thunder on the Democratic side of things. Do you think Palin has that kind of pull with women to win others over?
You know, it's hard to say. I heard something today that she seems to appeal to men more. And I, from what I've seen, that seems to be true. I think women tend to stick up for her most when she's being sort of attacked on the family issues and things like that. But I'm not sure if she's won a majority of women over who aren't well to the right at this point.
Yeah. Do you think, what do you think pushed Sarah Palin over the edge? Because, you know, we were talking about the media thing. Some people think part of it was the David Letterman deal and then, of course, the scathing rip fest in Vanity Fair. Do you think she thought, ah, forget this. I got to pay $500,000 in legal fees. A lot of things are coming off. The wheels are coming off. So forget it. I'm just going to plunge out of here. Do you think part of that was the reason why?
I think probably an element was personal. And I think with her family being so young, I think maybe it was just enough. All the attacks on her kids, I think, may have been enough, even if they were oftentimes on the blogs or places that people don't necessarily take seriously. I think at some point you probably want to get your kids out of the line of fire. So I think that may have played a role in her decision.
Yeah. We only have a minute left. Best thing about covering the elections last year?
Oh, it was completely unexpected, and it was fascinating, and I love the town halls. And I encourage anybody who has a chance to go to one to go.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that, absolutely. All right, Catherine, good luck with your book, and we'll talk to you down the line sometime.
Thank you.
Catherine Morrison, independent calls her book, and again, as we were talking about 2008 presidential campaign, she was in those town hall meetings. You heard her describe what it was like and how people lined up round the block and round again and again and again to get in once Palin was part of the entourage for the McCain ticket. Speaking of that, somebody with a completely different point of view, the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell, who is a Democrat, who says that he likes Sarah Palin, had plenty to say about what she said on Friday, stepping aside as the governor of Alaska. He thought it was poor politics and won't lead her to the White House, and he didn't sugarcoat any of his thoughts on a recent TV appearance, and that's coming up next here on America Tonight.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worry how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
On Sarah Palin's bailing out on Friday, some Alaskans pretty upset because, hey, they voted her in and wanted to see her serve all the way through and were very supportive. Some of those have now bailed on the Palin bandwagon. And Governor Ed Rendell was very vocal when he was asked by Andrea Mitchell his thoughts as a governor as well on what she did on Friday heading into the holiday weekend by stepping aside and saying that she didn't want to be a lame duck anymore. Here's a long snippet of that, but I think you need to hear him because he's very fiery and passionate about what he's saying. So check this out.
Well, first of all, Andrea, let me say I did get to know Sarah pretty well from the NGA, and I like her, and I think she's a good person. If she had made this announcement and said she wasn't running for a second term, she was going to go out and pursue a national agenda and try to help Alaska and the issues important to Alaska and America by going all across the country and campaigning for other candidates and pushing the agenda, I would have thought that that was perfectly okay. But to resign after 2.5 years in office and somehow to say that she was going to be a lame duck and lame ducks can't get anything done and governors just go on junkets during their lame duck period is ridiculous. First of all, she's a first-term governor, not a term-limited second-term governor. And if she hadn't announced she was leaving, she wouldn't have been a lame duck. She'd have been in a pretty strong executive position, number one. Number two, this is not the time for governors to abandon their states. As you know, Andrea, every one of us, whether it's the lower 48 or all 50 of us, every one of us is facing severe financial challenges brought about by the international recession. And this is not a time to leave. We pledged to our folks when we asked them to elect us, we pledged that we're going to serve 4 years, and we serve in the good years, but we also serve in the bad years as well. And for her to leave and turn the state over to a lieutenant governor with less than a month's notice in the midst of difficult financial times, I think it's just dead wrong. Again, had she just said, I'm not running for re-election and announced that, I think that would have been perfectly fine. But she's really abandoning her state at a very difficult time. And I appreciate the pressures on family. We, all of us in public life, have that. You guys in the media have the same pressures. And I appreciate all of that, but I think she made the wrong decision to leave her state. If you want to help Alaskans lead during tough and challenging times.
So how does this hurt her image? And what about Palin's future on the heels of that, more with the governor?
I think Sarah Palin will continue to be a star regardless of what she did. If she finished a year and a half, finished her term as governor, that wasn't going to diminish her star power. And she could have, as governor, made a number of appearances. Even though I work pretty hard for the people of Pennsylvania, Andrea, I go out and make appearances at other state Democratic dinners, etc. And I'm not Sarah Palin. I don't have the national platform she has. But you know, because we had this discussion, I told you that had President Obama asked me to serve in the cabinet, and he didn't. I want to be absolutely clear, and I'm not sure that anyone in the Obama administration ever had the slightest interest in me serving in the cabinet. But if they did, I would have to turn it down because times were turning tough in Pennsylvania. I believe my obligation was to stay, to lead, to guide the state through difficult times, and to do my job. And I intend to be working for Pennsylvania the last day I'm in office. I don't intend to be a lame duck. Lame duck is as a lame duck does, and I don't intend to be a lame duck for a single day.
All right, kind of as a follow-up to that, which would be interesting, I think, to some people of note, is Rendell is one of those states, he reps one of those states, Pennsylvania, that's in trouble because they're going to have a shortfall. So he's fighting with the state senators, et cetera, and the state reps over budgetary things as well because he wants to raise taxes. And that's like the death knell for politicians. But what he wants to do is raise taxes for 3 years and then, you know, the tax rate, and then roll it back to what it was. Pennsylvania has one of the lowest tax rates in the United States. So he's saying we'll just up it a little bit because we have to get through this. Otherwise, we're going to have to cut education. And then we'll rewind it back to what it was after 3 years. But right now, it's a big, fat no. And he's in the same position as Schwarzenegger and some of the other governors in a bunch of states in the U.S. In fact, a lot of them, I think, are going to start to step forward and find that there's more and more shortfalls. But back to the Sarah Palin thing, lots and lots of speculation. And as I mentioned, what do the people of Alaska have to say? And it's very split. There are still some people that are embracing Sarah Palin. And then there are others that were stunned by the fact that they voted for her and she decided to step aside, to resign more than a year before her term ends, and just kind of give a few hints at her political future and not to really say very much as far as the specifics, just broad strokes with that fishing analogy that we played for you. So she's been out of the public eye since Friday. We told you this on our last America Tonight. It's all about the social networking, baby. So she's been Twittering and doing the Facebook thing and hanging out with her family and whatnot. And you've got lots of reaction to Palin in Alaska. Like Rendell said, some people are saying, look, the state has a lot of problems and she's not doing us any favor by bailing on them and handing it to the lieutenant governor. So even in Alaska, Palin is, as I described earlier, a polarizing figure. She had multiple ethics complaints filed against her with the state personnel boards, but she was cleared of all of them but two that they're looking at. And I said this the other night. Here's the thing. Guess what happens when you have these charges come up? You have to have an attorney. You got to pay big bucks to constantly fight them off. She apparently was into $500,000 in legal debt. And I have to think that that would take a toll. We've seen other people step back from a political life because of similar things, where there were accusations or charges. They had to defend themselves and spent buku bucks to do that. I think in the rest of the United States, as they say, in the lower 48 states, while she might be a lightning rod for criticism and controversy in Alaska, there are definitely people, especially social conservatives in this country, love Sarah Palin. So Palin can write her own ticket. Ed Rendell said he liked her and said she was a star, and no matter what, after this dies down, there's going to be some vehicle. I said that I had heard from an inside source that it was a talk show type thing that definitely that was being offered to her. Would she really want to do that, or would it be more speaking and do the books? Could be maybe a combination of some sort is what I'm thinking. So we got a couple of things that we're talking about, including this, too. Breaking news, South Carolina Republican, the Republican Party votes to censure Governor Mark Sanford, and that just happened a short while ago. So we'll give you the fallout on that. But none too happy with the governor, because I think of the fact that more than just the affair, but where was I? Who knew where I was? We don't have to rehash that whole soap opera. And then how it's being played out in the papers, all the emails constantly. And, my soulmate is in Argentina, and he's just making a mockery of the governor's office in South Carolina. So the Republicans, too, are saying, forget this. We need a replacement player now. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
How you doing, Kate?
Good.
Well, sometimes you think you get like a Damascus Road moment, you know?
Right.
So I was walking on the Damascus Road today, and all of a sudden I said, you know, that I remember back in the day there was this real old guy, and he decided to take this really tough job, and, you know, all the brothers and I was like, he ain't going to last, you know? And all of a sudden, you know, one day we heard he'd gotten shot, you know? And the bullet was like an inch from his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 70 years old, you know? And we said, well, he's done. I mean, if he recovers, you know, he won't work another day in this job. It's a hard job.
Right.
And after the operation, he called his wife, and he said, honey, I forgot to duck. Who am I talking about?
I forgot to duck. I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. When he was shot.
He did not
absolutely
quit. That yeah. man could have quit. He had every reason to quit. He's the yeah. oldest man in president ever. He had a bullet, you know, almost kill him. He could have said, you know, I'm going to let George Bush take over now because I'm, you know, not 100%. He kept on and on and on 7 years. He knocked the teeth out of the Russian Empire.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's leadership based on, you know, honor, courage, commitment. You know, this lady, I mean, I was the first person on TV interviewed the day she was picked by McCain right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was all for mm-hmm. her. I was on fire, you know. But, mm-hmm. you know, in politics, man, the smallest bullets that they fire at you are frivolous lawsuits.
Right, and so I understand your point. You got to weather the storm, so you're disappointed, obviously. If you're going to stick with politics, it is a rough game, Tomas. Thank you. That's a great analogy, by the way, with Reagan. And those bullets, as you try to describe, are small compared to the other things that you have to deal with. Remember, tear that wall down. There certainly was no quit there, but he was president, she's governor. 800.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
And so the bottom line is this. I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with a... which started as a dear, dear friend from Argentina. It began very innocently, as I suspect many of these things do, in just a casual email back and forth, in advice on one's life there and advice here. But here, recently, over this last year, it developed into something much more than that. And as a consequence, I hurt her. I hurt you all. I hurt my wife. I hurt my boys. I hurt friends like Tom Davis. I hurt a lot of different folks.
You have Sarah Palin, who steps away after having 16 months left to serve as governor of Alaska, and you have another governor who's so embattled in his home state, and all these recent polls of the people who live in South Carolina, Democrat and Republican alike, do not want to see this guy continue. So this happened on Monday. Republicans across South Carolina voted Monday to censure the governor, Mark Sanford, this on the heels of that extramarital gibberish you just heard him spewing when he came back from Argentina, not the Appalachian Trail. And a lot of it has to do with the absence from office while he was visiting a mistress. It's broke the back of too many in the GOP. They will not stand for what's happened with him. So he starts to lose the party pull, and he may be forced, especially with the censure thing. I mean, he's out. I just can't see how much longer he can hang on in South Carolina, because the people are just, they're just not backing him. They met for 3 hours, and they did it over the phone. It was 22 members of the executive committee. So it was a formal reprimand of Samford. 10 voted to ask him to resign. 9 voted to support the governor. So he survived a state investigation last week into his travel, but there are so many unhappy constituents. And what is it about politicians? What do they want more than anything? They want to get reelected for the most part, right? So the holiday weekend, he was working on his marriage. That's how the story goes in Florida. He was with his wife and his 4 sons, and he's saying he will not step aside. He is going to serve his 18 months that he has in office. He won't do it. So the newspapers, of course, are exploding with all kinds of comments from the people down there who are tired of it. And here was one of the comments I thought was worth reading for you on the air. And this is from the Post and Courier. So somebody submitted this and said, don't let anyone fool you. Governor Samford has to go. He's made a mockery of South Carolina, and it's high time he paid the price for his actions. Stay on top of your politicians by calling and writing them, letting them know Samford can no longer serve the people after his lies and abandonment of the state. Does he not see the problem at hand? Our state needs a strong leader, and Samford left that at the door last week. At least the proof he could not lead. For the last 3 years, he's been selling lower taxes, less government. Our government has never been larger. And, of course, the governor can't do anything about that on the Hill. Only in his state can he fight and push for it. But the bottom line is, he just came so far off the rails. I used that expression before, that now with the censure, man, if he's able to weather this, I'd be very, very surprised. I think that eventually it's just going to come to the point where somebody's going to pull him aside and say, look, you're killing us. If you don't step aside, this is costing us too much as Republicans, and our phones are blowing up, the emails are blowing up, and something has to be done. So maybe for the sake of the party, I don't know. Certainly he could bow out and say that it's for his family, and wouldn't that be nice if it was for his family? You can always throw your 2 cents in, like Tomas did on this show, whether it's about Palin and the fact that she left Alaska, or left Alaska as the governor, and she will do that officially in a couple of weeks, or the situation of the South Carolina governor who wants to hang on for dear life, but the people want him out. Isn't it interesting? A tale of two cities. I didn't mention this yet in this hour here in America Tonight, but, boy, it's been a spate of interesting deaths lately, people that had some kind of an effect on our lives, whether it was mostly through the entertainment industry or something else, like Billy Mays, the king of the sell, the man who knew how to really sell almost any product so much that he had to turn work down. Here's something completely different. Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, who was absolutely crucified for prosecuting the Vietnam War, then spent the rest of his life pretty much working with the poor, with the poor people of various nations. He died on Monday. He was 93 years old, and of course 93 had been in failing health. But McNamara was, and for always will be, associated with Vietnam. They call it McNamara's War, and if you look at that venture, As some would say, it's the only American war to end in abject withdrawal. As I read today, I thought, that's one way to classify it, rather than victory. So he was absolutely vilified for the Vietnam War. And he's a private person, and it was really tough on him. After he left the Pentagon, apparently he was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. He became the president of the World Bank, and then, like I said, he devoted a lot of energies to trying to improve life in rural communities. That was his outreach in the end, to try to help other people. Steve is listening to us in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Steve-o.
Hey, how are you doing, Kate?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm confused and upset here, okay?
Okay.
We've still got an energy tax that's coming to vote in the Senate. We've got a crazy lady that's going to be put on the Supreme Court. There's still a takeover of the healthcare industry that's coming to the Senate. And we've got the president over in Russia making deals with the Russians and announcing that we're not going to bother having them, his treaty is not going to need to be approved by the Senate anymore. We're just going to put them, consider them in effect, because it's so utterly important that we just don't have time for that old fashioned stuff. And all I'm hearing on so-called conservative talk radio is Governor Sanford and Sarah Palin. Did she mess up by quitting? And, occasionally some stuff about Michael Jackson. I mean, it's like we're waiting for the mainstream media to kind of chew up a little food and give it to us kind of pre-digested. It ain't going to happen. There's got to be a Democrat out there that's doing something wrong. We're just having this contest, cutting off our noses, shooting ourselves in the foot, talking about, I mean, I don't want to hear about Sanford anymore.
Yeah, but see, but here's the thing. You have to remember, when it makes news, you have to at least mention it. Like, the censure thing is big because they're talking about pushing him out, and it's Republicans that are saying, just get him out so we can, because exactly what you said. Let's move on with the agenda. Yeah.
Kate, when you're saying when it makes news, you're saying that the mainstream media is covering it. We have to follow suit.
No. Hey, listen. Listen, I agree with you. That's so not America tonight. I've covered Sotomayor massively on this show and gotten criticism for it, by the way, for not talking more about Michael Jackson and some of the other things we talk about. We've talked about her. Walls. Well, I agree with you. I understand your frustration. That's why we played the Pete King comment at the top, saying, "Wow, he was saying, and he's going to pay the price for it, that why is there so much Michael Jackson coverage when there's other things going on? How come the other stuff is being ignored? Like I said, Afghanistan, etc." Thanks, Steve-O. We feel your pain, man. Absolutely. Check out AmericaTonight.net, by the way. I put up some of my favorite quotes as we were celebrating Independence Day. And I'll leave you with this one from Tom Jefferson. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance.